And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars volleyball team. It's Lonnie Morgan. Coach, how's it going today?
Good, Luke. It's been a while here, so busy the last couple weeks here.
Yeah, your last couple weeks you have been busy, but glad to have you on to chat with us, Coach. And we can cycle back to last weekend even at the Class A Showcase. And then earlier this week you took down Lanesboro and Houston in Southeast Conference play. But we can cycle back to that Class A Showcase, which was filled with amazing competition for you guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think of the 16 teams, I think every team ranked in the top like 13 in the state, except one of the teams, BBE, was not in attendance. Everybody else was there, and then you had a number of just other fantastic teams that weren't ranked, like Fillmore Central. And in our pool, we ended up getting second place. We ended up losing to Bethlehem Academy Saturday morning. So they went to the gold tournament, and we went to the silver tournament, and we played McRae, who was a team in Section 3, I believe, in the same section as Mineota and Russell Tyler Roofton. And traditionally, Section 1, our section, and then Section 3 are the two best sections in Class A volleyball in the state. And it's certainly true, again, of the 16 teams at the Class A Showcase, 5 were in Section 1 and 5 were from their section, Section 3. So wow. Basically, anytime you play a team from Section 1 or Section 3, you're going to get a battle. And we did, and we ended up playing a tremendous first set against McRae. I think going in, they were 6th or 7th ranked in the state, and we beat them 25-15 in the first set, and then we lost a close second set 25-22, and then played a great third set 15-10, and so we beat them. And then we had to wait to see who won between BGMR, Badger, Greenbush, Middle River, and Kenya Wanamingo, and BGMR 1 and 2, and so then we played BGMR for the silver championship, or you know, to get fifth place, and we ended up sweeping them 2-0, 25-22, 25-13, I believe, in the second set. We played really, really well. So, you know, it's certainly past the midway point of the season. We're still working on a lot of different things, but by the end of the tournament last weekend, our kids felt pretty good, you know, and our blocking, I know I mentioned something earlier in the season that it's right now a strength of ours, and it rarely is a strength of ours. We just usually don't have a lot of size. And following our match versus Houston, I just looked at some of the statistics from the past 12 years. I went back, and we're 25-2 right now, so we basically, I guess, played 27 matches. But our total blocks right now, we have more than in the past 12 years, and I haven't gone back past that. But you know, we still have, you know, a third of our season left or so. And I mean, we're able to put up more of a block, which is helping our back row defense as well. And so, so far it's been good, as far as having a little bit more size in the front row. And then that led us into a really big conference game on Tuesday against Lanesboro. And they have two really tall athletic players in Casey Ruin and Jesse Schreiber. And they both have started and played for, you know, 4 years now. And we knew playing at their place that they were going to come out and really battle us, and they did, and we were you know, really sharp from the start, and you know, we only gave up 31 total points in the three sets against them, which in Mabel, when we played them, I think you guys did that game, Luke.
Yep.
We gave up 32 points, right? I thought that was fairly lopsided. I thought we were really, really sharp on defense and everything that night, and then, you know, on Tuesday we gave up even one fewer points. So we were pretty locked and loaded defensively, and we served tough, and yeah, it was a good conference win. And then it's homecoming week, and so Thursday then we played Houston for our home volleyball game, and we ended up beating them in 3 straight sets as well. So this upcoming week now, you know, just the way the schedule plays out, we play Schaefer Academy and La Pacelli, who right now are a combined 1-30, and so on paper, it doesn't look like we're going to get pushed a whole lot, but there's always things to work on. And whether you're in practice or a game, there's always going to be two or three things that you can work on to get better. And so we kind of talked about that already after the Houston game. What are we going to try and get out of the you know, Schaefer Academy and La Pacelli games? They're both on the road. They're both long road trips. There's a lot of, you know, opportunities for us to come out slow and flat, and we don't want that. And we certainly want to continue building off of kind of what we've established so far this season. So, and then we'll be only one game the following week, and that'll be a huge one. That'll be home against Spring Grove, who we played earlier in the year, and we lost the first set 26-24 in Spring Grove, and then we won the next three in succession, 25-11, 25-12, 25-13, and just played really, really just tremendous volleyball. But Spring Grove is good enough to beat us. We know that. Our kids know that. I mean, our coaching staff knows that. So that'll be fun, but it's just crazy how fast the fall goes.
Yeah, they don't waste much time in the fall season. It seems like you got a couple of matches every week. You get your three weekend tournaments in. Next thing you know, it's October, and bang, you're thinking about playoff volleyball. And, Coach, like you mentioned already, the small things, what are some of those small things you want to work on here as you go toward the end of the season and get prepped up for the playoffs?
Well, I mean, volleyball, you can really break it down into, if you win, you probably served and serve-received better than your opponent, and if you lose, you probably served worse and serve-received worse than your opponent. And so our stress in practice every single day is serving and serve-receive, and our kids work on that so much in practice. It's incredible, and we try and keep things fresh and new and kind of come up with different drills and stuff so they don't get bored. But we certainly, up until the last practice of the season, whenever that will be, we'll be just hammering serve and serve receive at our kids in practice. And then certainly our floor defense is going to have to get better, because the deeper into the playoffs you get, you're going to play complete teams. You know, right now, a lot of our teams that we play in our conference have one or two good attackers. But, you know, the good thing about our weekend tournaments that we go to, we do play complete teams. They have good setting, good passing, and then they have three or four really, really quality attackers. And so we have to continue getting better at floor defense. And then our offense, you know, we don't really want to be predictable on offense. We want to move our kids around, and we have to, continue working with our timing as far as, our hitters and then our setter, Sahara Morkin. And there's going to be always things to work on. And the one good thing about our kids is they don't really get complacent. They love coming to practice every single day. They love competing. And when there's days we cut practice short, they're not real happy. They want to stay a little bit longer, and you almost have to kick them out of the gym, but they have to understand that sometimes, rest and not going for 2 hours is just as important as practicing for two full hours at this point in the season, especially. So, it's been a good fall so far, Luke. I know our homecoming is this week, and our football team plays Saturday now today at 1:00, and we're honoring our longtime coach, Carl Urbanek, before the game. And our football team has just gotten off to a great start. So they're 3-1, and our volleyball team is 25-2, so it's been a great fall for Mabel Canton, and it's just neat being around the town and the school and kids and everybody, and there's just a little bit of a buzz when your football and volleyball teams have a successful start to the season. And so certainly wish to, give, our football team best of luck wishes. And, their first-year coach, Paul Teleshrud, was a longtime assistant, and he's a Mabel Canton grad, so mm-hmm. I'm just super, super happy for the success that he has, and he works hard, and great role model, and somebody that just it's big shoes to fill for somebody filling in after Coach Urbanek, but Paul's doing a great job. So
absolutely. Again, Lonnie Morkin with us, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars volleyball team, off to that 25-2 start. And like you mentioned, Schaefer Academy and Lyle Pacelli on the docket this next coming week. Coach, anything else you want to add in here before we wrap things up?
Nope, not at all. I mean, I just want to say thank you to my assistant coaches, Karanda Vickerman and Bethany Moen. They do a great job. Cran is our JV and freshman coach, and then Bethany is our junior high coach. And, a lot of our success at the varsity level is based on what they've done to prepare these kids, when they work with them in the fall. And so, it takes good coaching, good parents, good players. It's not one or, a small reason that a team is good. It's a lot of hands that have done stuff before they've gotten to the varsity. So certainly thank you to the assistant coaches, and they do a fantastic job. I'm very lucky to have them. So,
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck this coming week. Hopefully we can chat with you next Saturday.
You bet. Sounds good, Luke. Thank you.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.